Hello, and welcome to the Orbit Reader 20 Menu and Settings video. Today, I will be going over the layout and the functions of the menu. I will also be giving an overview of the Orbit Reader 20 settings and different ways that you can customize the device to fit your preferences. Let's begin by placing the Orbit Reader 20 in front of you with the Braille cells aligned on the bottom. This is the normal operating orientation. If your device is not already powered on, power on the device by pressing and holding the power button. To open up the menu, press the select and up arrow key at the same time. General navigation through menu items can be done by pressing the down arrow key to go to the next menu item or pressing the up arrow key to go to the previous menu item. To select an option within the current display menu item, press the left and right navigation keys to cycle through the options. The first menu option that will display will be the battery. This is the current battery of your Orbit Reader 20. You will also notice the more frequently used items are listed at the top. This is so you can easily access these items in just a few steps. The following menu items will be in this order. Cursor blink. This is where you can set the number of seconds between cursor blinks. Sort. This will let you change the order of files on the SD card. Split words. This will toggle whether the display will show words with or without splitting them at the end of the display. By default, this is set to off. Filter .7. This will let you toggle the .7 that frequently appears in some BRL and BRF files. By default, this is set to on. Wrapping. This is the Orbit Reader's way of reflowing files that are already formatted for embossing. By default, this is set to on. Compress spaces. This toggles the elimination of superfluous blank lines and spaces in text. By default, this is set to on. Scroll rate. This lets you adjust the scroll rate while reading. Load language. This is used to upload language files to the flash memory of the Orbit Reader 20. Switch language. This lets you change between a loaded language and a default English language. Encoding. This lets you encode text files to various formats. Version. This displays the version of the software running on your device. Serial. This displays the serial number of your device. Reset defaults. This resets all of your settings to factory settings. USB. This lets you select between three possible USB protocols. Bluetooth. This lets you set your Bluetooth to auto, manual, or off. By default, this is set to auto. Pair. This lets you select a Bluetooth pairing scheme, either just works or confirm code. By default, this is set to just works. Emulate. This allows you to choose how your device appears to the host screen reader in remote mode. Mode. This lets you toggle between remote and standalone mode. By default, this is set to standalone. Many of these menu items can be changed to fit you and how you prefer to use your Orbit Reader 20. For more information on any of the menu items previously mentioned, please check out the online user guide at www.orbitresearch.com/support/orbit-reader-20-support/orbit-reader-20-user-guide-downloads. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel for more videos. Have a great day.